SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Biden tonight saying we all need to tamp down on rough language toward members of other political parties.
We may disagree. We are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends, co-workers, citizens, and most importantly, we are fellow Americans.
Biden adds the attack on the former president yesterday calls on us all to be more compassionate.
Yesterday's shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania calls on all of us to take a step back. Take stock of where we are, how we go forward from here. Thankfully, former Trump is not seriously injured. I spoke with him last night. I'm grateful. He's doing well, and Jill and I keep him and his family in our prayers.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump calling for unity following the assassination attempt.
The former president said it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. Writing on social media, he said the country must stand united and not allow evil to win. Former First Lady Melania Trump also issued a statement describing the shooter as a monster who viewed her husband as an inhuman political machine. And she offered her sympathy to the families of the innocent shooting victims.
White House correspondent Greg Clugson reporting there from Milwaukee. Investigators are hunting for any clues about what may have driven Thomas Matthew Crooks to try to assassinate Mr. Trump. FBI says the investigation is drawing a potential act of domestic terrorism. With 350,000 homes still without power in the Houston area a week after Hurricane Beryl hit, Governor Greg Abbott says he is now demanding a complete investigation. Abbott says he wants answers now from CenterPoint Energy. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has found a new revenue stream.
The nation's number one abortion business is now selling drugs used to help children stave off puberty and live as the opposite sex. Planned Parenthood's own data reveals that 45 of its 49 regional branches are providing hormone treatments, leading to a 125% increase in sales from 2020 to 2022. The organization's mission statement claims it seeks to help people live, quote, full healthy lives. Critics say puberty blockers won't accomplish that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New poll finds a majority of Americans oppose a federal abortion ban, and a rising number appear to support access to abortions for any reason. Findings from the AP NORC indicate 60% of adults think a person should be able to obtain an abortion in their particular state for any reason, anytime. This is SRN News. New poll finds Americans are increasingly skeptical about the value of college.
More than two-thirds of adults surveyed in the poll released by Gallup and the Lumina Foundation say they feel the U.S. higher education system is headed in the wrong direction. Overall, only 36% of adults say they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in higher education. The dimming view of whether college is worth the time and money cuts across all demographics. But confidence has dropped most sharply among Republican respondents. John Scott reporting.
Company that owns the salvage rights to the Titanic, undertaking its first expedition to the ship's wreckage in 14 years. Those involved in the mission say they have lofty goals. Georgia-based RMS Titanic Incorporated holds the legal rights to salvage the wreck of that ship, of course, that sank in 1912. More details at SRNnews.com.